This is 101.7 WXEY. It's time to go live now to the new Goodwill store at 521 North Fraley Street, where Jim Greville's hanging out today. What's going on, Jim?
Hey, Joey. I am here at the Goodwill store at their new address at 521 North Fraley Street, the old Rite Aid building. And they're here in this huge, huge retail outlet, over 10,000 square feet. They're having their grand opening today. They opened, actually, in December, and the ribbon cutting is in less than an hour. So I have with me the Vice President of Retail for Goodwill, Paul. Can you tell me a little bit about the sale today or the promotion today?
Sure. Again, we opened in December. Rite Aid closing, presented an opportunity for us to have this wonderful location. And today is our official ribbon cutting. We're hoping people would come in and check out the store, and we have some food and refreshments for everyone. And again, it's like, as you mentioned, over 10,000 square feet, lots of clothes, lots of everything, really, shoes, accessories, warehouse wares, everything imaginable.
I was surprised the first time I walked in, right after you opened, and I walked in and I thought, I don't remember Rite Aid being quite this big. It seems to have grown.
Sure.
But it is packed full of lots of clothing, but anything that people donate.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So not only do you sell at retail, you take donations. And
yep.
Do you have... During store hours, people can bring stuff right in the store, or?
Yep, we have a donation center right out back, you can donate anytime. There's even a blue bin back there. You can drop donations in, and we greatly appreciate any donations the community can provide.
I know the local employees here are probably a lot happier when they unload trucks than uptown where you were in that crowded section of Field and Fraley. Yep. Now you have all this room that the trucks can pull in out back and load.
Absolutely.
And unload.
Yep.
Much better. Yep. So can you tell me a little bit about the mission statement of Goodwill?
Sure. Goodwill is funded through the sale of donations in our retail stores. And we use those funds to provide job placement and job training, mainly for folks with disabilities. But really anybody who has some obstacle to getting a job.
That's wonderful. Yeah. So not only can people leave with very, very great value merchandise, mm-hmm. but then they can also help in many ways.
That's right, to help somebody get a job and become independent.
So your regular store hours are Monday through Saturday,
mm-hmm.
10 to 7?
Yep.
And then Sunday from noon until 5?
Correct.
So I believe that's extended from the smaller store uptown.
Yeah, we extended hours in the evenings. We used to be open till 6. Now we're open till 7 every night, except, of course, for Sunday.
Lots of great deals today, and yep. I've checked out some of those snacks. They're looking pretty
that's
good.
That's right. And we do have a big sale on Saturday. We are 50% off store-wide at all of our locations. So we have 27 stores in 14 counties, and we're 50% off on Saturday.
Oh, that's nice to know, too.
Yes. Yep.
And when you get a chance, come on down. Today, we're here till 7. The radio station will be on the air until 1. So with me now, I have Marcia, the employment specialist for this area. Marcia, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. You're here to tell us a little bit about one of the missions.
I was working here in Kane with some of the high school kids with a program through OVR. It's a grant-funded program. It's called Pathraiser Partnership. And I would come up every Tuesday for 6 weeks, and I taught a class in the morning, and we did an outing in the afternoon. We went to the DMV. They got their state IDs. We visited Save-A-Lot so they could learn to grocery shop. We went to the fire department. We did several things with them, and it's all to help them learn to transition in life. And the teacher was Mrs. Ariel Eastman.
Hello. My name is Ariel Eastman. I'm over at Goodwill today with my students, and we have been practicing our job skills out in the community here in Kane. And Marcia from Goodwill was able to give us this opportunity, and the students have been really excited to work out in their community. And they have something to share with you.
Come to Goodwill and see community.
Saying come on down to Goodwill today to help the community and help them. Mayor Brandy Shimp, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Very good.
Good.
Came over for the ribbon cutting.
Yes.
And I heard you just telling some of the CEOs or some of the yuppity-ups there for Goodwill how much Kane as a community appreciates what they do.
I think it's really nice to see, it was hard when Rite Aid left. And I think we are all concerned about, the loss of jobs and there's another empty building. And so to see somebody come in and be able to outfit it the way that it is, it looks great on the outside. It looks really great on the inside. And the support that they've given the local youth that were here, I don't know if you've talked about them a little bit, but it's exciting to see them engaging and in the store and cutting the ribbon. And so we appreciate that kind of involvement for our young people here.
Yes, the last break we had, they spoke on the radio with us. And
oh, great. I bet they loved that.
They sure did. Yes. The 10,000 square feet of retail, mm-hmm. which is incredible. And I said earlier, the first time I walked in here, the first thing I thought was, I don't remember Rite Aid being this large. It really looks enormous. But the inventory in here is incredible.
Yeah, and it's all extremely well organized. I think they've done a great job. Everything's very clean. There's great lighting. There's great space. It's not cramped. So it's a great experience when you come in the door.
Yes, it sure is. And as Jeff and Danielle would say in the morning, they got plenty of snacky snacks.
Yes, there's stuff here for everyone, too, out front, which is really nice. So they've done a great job.
So come on down today. Enjoy the grand opening, all the festivities going on here. With me, I have Tom as a CEO for Goodwill. Tom, how are you doing?
Good. How are you doing today?
It's a lot of fun here. The excitement level is pretty high. Lots of snacks.
Yeah, it's great. Goodwill Week, always fun for us. We always try to do any sort of ribbon cutting if we have a new location during Goodwill Week. So great to be here in Kane.
So the excitement today is we just had the ribbon cutting a short while ago. We had some interviews right after that. And there's plenty of deals. Again, the snacks and the fun today. And then Saturday is 50% off.
Correct. Saturday is a big day for us. We have a large goal for the day, but we are confident that our communities will support that, and it'll be a fun day.
Now, am I correct that the 50% off is in all Goodwill stores?
All of our stores across the 13 counties that we serve.
And how many Goodwill stores are there, Tom?
We have 27 in our area, and we have 13 donation centers and 5 warehouses.
My goodness. So so people buy, of course, at great pricing, but most of the stuff here is donated, and so you need the public to donate. And then with your profits, you help communities, as we talked about earlier. Would you like to talk a little bit about the mission?
Sure. That's the big thing. One thing we're super proud of at our agency is we don't spend a lot of time writing grants and relying on government grant funding. We rely on the community to donate clothing and goods and other things. We don't do big money drives where we're asking for $100,000. We just don't do that. We're proud of the fact that the communities donate to us. We process the items with lots of people with disadvantages and put them in the stores, and you see what happens when you're here today.
It's incredible. I said this, I think, every break. The first time I walked in a couple of months ago, I couldn't believe that the Rite Aid store was actually this big. And now I walk in, it's like rows and rows of clothing and boots and hats, purses, books, CDs, DVDs, housewares.
A little bit of everything.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's interesting, some of our stores will call us and say, hey, we're running short of ladies' short sleeve shirts. Well, we didn't get any ladies' short sleeve shirts donated recently, so we send out what we get in, and the community doesn't mind. You know, they still buy long sleeves in July.
Yeah. Speaking of donating, the donation box, or there's a donation bin out back that's open 24 hours?
Correct.
Okay, it's in the back behind the store.
Behind the store, yeah.
And it's well marked. With me right now, I have Dustin, who is a district manager with Goodwill. How you doing, Dustin?
Pretty good. How are you?
Very good. It is fun. These are fun grand openings. I hear you've been through a couple lately.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely been a good day. We had quite a turnout, so we're really happy with how the day went.
And we're here until 7 o'clock tonight.
Yes.
Goodwill has increased their hours from to 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and Sundays noon to 5. So more time to shop, great deals, and specials all day today, drawings.
Sure, yep.
They haven't drawn my name yet, but...
you still have a chance.
I tried sneaking a couple of extra slips in there.
Sure,
right. It just didn't work.
Yeah.
So we are having a blast today, and then also Saturday.
Yes, so we are having our annual Goodwill Week sale this Saturday. We'll be open our normal hours 10 to 7. Everything in the store will be 50% off that day, so it's a very exciting time of year for us. It should be a good day.
And that is in all the Goodwill stores in this area?
Yes, all the Goodwills in North Central Pennsylvania. So we have several stores in this area. We have a store in Warren as well as a store in Bradford as well. So yes.
Well, it's incredible how much room's in this new store after being up many times in the other store. I walked in and I thought, geez, Rite Aid was never quite this big.
Right.
But it 10,000 square feet, that's a lot of shopping area. But I look and there's rows and rows of clothing, books and CDs and DVDs.
Yeah.
There were no 8-track tapes, though.
Not too many. we couldn't be happier with how it turned out. We kind of outgrew our old location when the opportunity presented itself for us to move here. We jumped on it, but we couldn't be happier with the way it turned out. It's definitely a beautiful store, so if you're in the Kane area and haven't made it to the store yet, you should definitely check it out.
Today is the day to show up and check it out.
Sure.
A little while ago here, we had the mayor and the director of the Chamber of Commerce, Kate.
We really like to thank the chamber, the mayor, everybody for turning out. it means a lot to us whenever people are able to come to these kind of things.
And you brought out the troops today.
We did.
And lots of employees. I didn't realize you had this many employees.
We were able to add some more employees when we moved to this location. A bigger facility kind of allows us more employees. So
WXCY would like to thank Goodwill for their support.
Yes, thank you.
And supporting the community as you do. So we'll take it back to the station with that. It's WXEY Radio 101.7.